I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
Good evening, I'm Zubair Jawanji, filling in for Mahal Chandabar today at INDTV. So I here to host the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at SAP Center. The Carolina Hurricanes are a fantastic club, probably the hottest team in the NHL right now with 7 straight wins. They had a big, big trade deadline, bringing in Mikko Rantanen and then sending him out before the trade deadline, and bringing in players like Logan Stankoven, a fantastic young player from Dallas, and also veteran Taylor Hall, into already a veteran lineup stacked with Sebastian Aho, defenseman Jacob Slavin. So it's going to be a really good matchup today, similar to the games against the Capitol the other night, where we're facing off against a very, very well-structured organization. So let's go ahead and begin with the interview we did this morning with Coach Ryan Warsawski, who used to actually work with the Carolina Hurricanes organization when he coached their AHL team and led them to a Calder Trophy. Let's see what he had to say on tonight's game.
You know, you have, I guess, 3 or 4 of those guys, you know, Gregor, Kostin, Kovalenko that we talked to you about.
Yeah.
What did they have to do to kind of get into the lineup on a consistent basis instead of, like, one in, one out, which I'm sure is hard for them, right? So.
Competition. You know, who wants it the most? How are you impacting the game in different ways? Are you being consistent shift to shift? Do you have good details? Are you playing towards your identity? Really what it comes down to. And that big word, consistency, and then the impacting of the game. You know, how do we impact the game in different ways? Is that details in the defensive zone? Is that blocking a shot? Is that taking a hit? Is that making a hit? There's all different instances that they can, you know, jump each other in as far as being in the lineup and you know, more ice time, you know, you usually earn that. So that's kind of what it usually comes down to.
Do you find, too, sometimes with players, not specifically these players, but players of that type that have produced in the past, that they tie it in too much to, oh, I got to score a goal here to stay in the lineup, even though they're only playing 10, 11, 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's a big challenge, right, in any league, is guys think they're judged on goals and assists, and I get that. There is a value to that, and I think a lot of that times comes down to your contract at the end when you're a free agent. That's what a lot of people look at as the numbers. But for a coaching standpoint and for us to start winning hockey games and putting foundational habits in for us to win, you know, in the future, usually doesn't come down to goals and assists for those guys in those roles. It's, you know, are they responsible without the puck? Are they responsible with the puck? Do they impact the game in a positive way? Are they a good teammate? Do they put their body on the line? All those things that are winning habits. Is what usually those bottom six type of role players, why they carve out a role for themselves in the National Hockey League for, you know, 10, 9, 10, 11 years. I mean, the Andrew Coglianos, you go down the list of guys that are in those roles in the third and fourth lines. Usually there's not a big separation of what makes them and keeps them in the league. It's usually the details and can you trust them at the end of the day. So we'll see. These guys have got an opportunity and someone's got to jump and take the job.
All right, now one of the exciting news headlines today for the San Jose Sharks is young rookie Luca Caglioni will be making his debut today. He's about 5'9" and an offensive-leaning defenseman, similar in vein to, I would say, Adam Fox or even a Quinn Hughes. Obviously, don't get too excited with that projectile, but he's been a fantastic fourth-round pick 2 years ago, who's first played his first year in juniors in the WHL, putting up 90 points, and then moving his way into the AHL just this last year, and in this season already getting his debut. And, you know, he's someone that many people have ridden out to even making the NHL, which is why he went deeper in the draft, because a defenseman of that height and profile oftentimes are unlikely to make the NHL. But he's continued to prove people wrong and put on a fantastic first year in the pros. So we're excited to see him tonight in the lineup. What is really interesting is what Coach Warsawski had said yesterday in an article by Shang about the importance of his ability to play well defensively using his stick and his skating because he will not be able to lean on his size. Let's talk to Luca Caglioni and see what he has to say in his post-game practice.
Now that you had a full couple practices with the team, what are some key points that you took away that you think will help you tonight?
Yeah, you got to make everything hard play. Like, guys are a little faster here and obviously a lot stronger, so should be strong in the D zone and make harder plays off the glass even, or passes got to be crispier, so stuff like that.
Well, a team like Carolina, like, obviously really heavy forecheck, big bodies, and you're here to make creative plays, and, but also, like, moving the puck quick. What sort of strategies do you have against specifically Carolina tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to try to move the puck up, maybe join the rush, but, you know, just try to play simple and effective, and hopefully it works out.
Yes, and then Warsawski talked a lot about, like, emphasis on stick play and angling. What sort of things have you been sort of developing this year? You've had so much success in the NHL coming up from juniors, and how can some of that translate here, in particular with stick positioning, and also asking as a beer leader myself?
Yeah, I mean, just go stick on puck. It sounds easy, but it's really hard with these guys because they're so creative with, you know, their sauce pass and stuff. You really got to get up in their in their grill, play through the heel of them, and yeah, also just use your skating. Like, obviously you want to try to kill the play as quick as possible, so just skate right up to them and try to kill the play.
So a lot of gap control there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, obviously today's game is a lot of it surfing, especially with like a guy like me who's kind of, their game is skating. Obviously I'll be trying to skate forward most of the game, but, you know, try to kill plays early and not have to go play in the D zone as much.
Next, we talked to Brent Burns from the Carolina Hurricanes, and of course, fan favorite here in San Jose, where he won his Norris Trophy and spent a very, very good career with the Sharks as well. Just turned 40 on March 9th, and obviously had dinner at Jumbo's while he was here. Let's see what he has to say post-game practice.
Last year, I think you guys were here maybe like opening night for the Sharks, so you're back now late. There's two banners up.
Yeah, it was pretty special. I went out and looked at it before. Obviously, you know, I've talked about how special he was for me and the whole city and the team. But, you know, and I missed the event. My family was here. But, you know, getting out there to see Patty's and Jumbo's special. I think, you know, they both meant a lot to me and helping me come along. And, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see those guys up there, and you know, just laugh and talk about the old times. Marty was saying he's not shocked that I am the way I am because I get to hang out with him a lot. So.
Next, we spoke with Rob Brind'Amour, coach of the Carolina Hurricanes and ex-player as well, on a little bit about his strategy tonight and his thoughts on Macklin Celebrini. Let's go to Coach Rob Brind'Amour.
Coach, I'll go easy. You got, you know, a couple hundred bodies. Dmitry Orlov in the lineup tonight.
I believe so. I think he'll be good to go.
And then obviously Svechnikov traveled. What's any update?
Yeah, I'd say doubtful for tonight. But he looks better. Had a good practice, but I think he's probably doubtful.
Obviously, you know, getting into the, you know, later stages of the season here, and how important is just making sure guys are just dealing with more bumps and bruises rather than maybe hurting a little bit?
Yeah, well, there's two things there. I mean, we still gotta, I mean, we're not guaranteed anything. We gotta keep winning hockey games, and so that's the focus. And then, you know, obviously just keeping healthy is another focus, but the priority is trying to keep winning hockey games.
Brent Burns is going to pass Patrick Marleau on the consecutive games list with 911 tonight. How, I mean, he's still playing 21, 22 minutes. How does Brent Burns do it?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I mean, it's pretty simple, to be honest. It's preparation, it's commitment. You know, you can't just luck into that. You got to be willing to put in the work, and by mean work, not just the 21 minutes on the ice. It's the stuff you do after and before to get yourself ready, especially at 40 years old. And he's willing to do that, and that's why he's still going strong.
For that Iron Man streak, he's fifth longest in the NHL now. When you think about how impressive it is in this day and age to be able to do that in the sport of hockey, how would you describe it?
Yeah, that's, I think it's probably a little bit understated how hard that is to do. Because you have to be like a really good player. Like, you can't to last that long, number one. And then you have to do it at a high level, and he's done all that. And for me, just the older you get, it's the harder to do is just that willingness to prepare. It's the game's the easy part. You ask him, 21, 24 minutes. That's not the hard part. It's getting ready to play those minutes and all the work that has to go in to stay in shape and at that age to continue to try to get better. I mean, there's that, have to have that willingness too. And I think, you know, you get to know him. That's kind of how he is. He comes to the rink every day and he's trying to get better.
So the Sharks are going to have quite the matchup tonight, playing the hottest team in the NHL, hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, their power play is actually 26th in the league, but their penalty kill is first in the league. They are very defensively sound and have a very, very good forecheck. Big bodies, but also become lethal this season on the rush. So the Sharks are going to have to do a lot to manage this heavy veteran team that is definitely a cup contender. Looking forward to tonight's matchup. The first period started off pretty slow and seemed like both teams were really trying to just feel each other out, try not to make any mistakes. But overall, the Hurricanes outshot the Sharks 12-8, but it was the San Jose Sharks that scored first, with William Eklund driving the net on the left wing, shorthanded what looked to be like a 2-on-1, with Brent Burns being the lone defenseman, taking a dive and tripping William Eklund, and the puck ended up sliding in, and also Eklund ended up knocking the net off. But after review, it turned out to be a goal, putting the Sharks up 1-0 in the first period. Later, Eklund would also draw another hooking call, giving the Sharks another power play to end the first period with a beautiful move entering the zone, putting the puck between the defenseman's skates, forcing them to take a hooking call. Otherwise, Eklund was left all alone on essentially a breakaway. So a wonderful period from him. And, you know, just yesterday, Brody Brazil was talking to Wersowski in an interview. And Wersowski said William Eklund is someone who wants to be a leader on this team and has become more vocal in the locker room as well. We're starting to see that translate on the ice. He's someone who got moved down from the first line and also the first power play unit, yet really is showing what he could do today in this first period against Carolina Hurricanes. So Sharks ended the period 1-0.
Here's Eklund. Look at Stanko. Short-handed with Schultz. Eklund, the spin-around, he's taken down, crashes into the net. We've got a goal. Eklund scores, and it's 1-0 Sharks.
Second period saw the Sharks struggling a little bit and further dominance by the Carolina Hurricanes. They not only outshot the Sharks, but also further dominated on faceoffs and just overall possession. You saw their heavy play and big bodies getting pucks deep and cycling. Carolina also tend to overload, having three players on the pucks, really supporting it and winning those battles. The Sharks did get a couple of odd man rushes, a couple of good shots, but that really high quality chances were pretty limited by the really strong defensive play by the Carolina Hurricanes. They ended up scoring, tying the goal 1-1 when Shakir Bakhmadulin behind the net makes a bad clear on his backhand behind the net, hitting the side of the net, opening up to the slot. Eventually, a poke check trying to clear the puck by the Sharks defender ends up going straight to the stick of Seth Jarvis, who's right in the slot and snipes one over the corner, breaking any potential shootout for his first game as a Shark in net. And overall, let's take a look at that goal.
Aho out there right now, off the outside of the net. Chance for Jarvis, they score! A broken play, and Seth Jarvis ties it at one.
So at the start of the third period, Sharks and Hurricanes were tied 1-1. And just about 5 minutes into the third, you see the Carolina Hurricanes go to work with their cycle play down low, led by Sebastian Aho. And then obviously Brent Burns gets involved, as they like to do, which is activate their defense. And then Blake down in the corner feeds Sebastian Aho as he backs out into the high slot for a one-timer behind the net for make it 2-1 in the third period to take the lead.
Used to be the young Jason
exactly.
Blake for you and me.
Exactly.
Blake, one-timer, Aho scores! Sebastian Aho with a kill shot here in the third period. It's 2-1 Carolina.
The next goal would again be scored by the Carolina Hurricanes to make it 3-1 with about 5 minutes left in the game, when Sean Walker scores again from a one-timer with a wonderful cycle again by the Carolina Hurricanes, really showing their puck possession style game that they like to dominate in the offense. Let's take a look at that goal.
Taylor Hall. Schultz on him. Hall wrestles it away. Now back to the high slot. Walker scores. Kotkaniemi screening in front. Sean Walker launches from long range. It's 3-1 Carolina.
So William Eklund had a wonderful game, especially in the first period. Something he's been working on and emphasizing is trying to cut to the middle of the ice. You've seen Eklund go wide a lot, but his emphasis on trying to cut to the middle of the ice was really prevalent in that first period, where he not only scored a goal, but also drew a penalty by cutting to the middle of the ice. Let's talk to him and see what he has to say in the post-game interview.
William, really tough for you guys to create much offense in that third period. Just what happened there?
Yeah, this is a good defensive team. They know how to play with the puck and without the puck and close the gap for us. And we didn't do a good enough job to create chances.
Do you think tonight there was a little, maybe not as careful with the puck as you guys needed to be tonight?
Yeah, I think we... You know, we had some turnovers in bad spots that led to their goals and other turnovers by the blue line that we can't do. And, you know, we got to think, we got to look at that and see what we can do better the next game.
You obviously were placed on a new line tonight. How did you feel you fit with Alex and Will?
I felt great. I think we had a solid game today. We created a lot of chances. And, you know, eventually those is going to go in a little more. And, you know, it's a good first game for us here.
You guys had a lot of chances there with the empty net. What did you see from Luca and the rest of your group out there on the ice with the empty net?
Yeah, you know, you think we created a lot of chances for each other. Luca's great there on the blue line, and, you know, we had a lot of great chances there. We should have scored for sure, but, we got to move on to the next.
After the deadline, there's a lot of young guys here, a lot of experienced players right now. How valuable is this time for some of these guys just to get their feet wet and try to get ready for next year and so forth?
It's huge. You know, guys coming in here, they earned their chance to be here. You know, we all going to earn our chance to be here. And, you know, we all going to know that, you know, we're in here to win. And I think Luca did a great job today. He played great out there. And it's of course, he's young. As a young guy, you want to come in and you want to make stuff happen right away. But it's big for young guys here to step in and be a part of this.
What did you think of Will at all?
He was great. He gave us a chance to win.
Eklund did a really good job cutting to the middle of the ice today, especially in that first period. One goal, drew a penalty as well. Is that something you've been emphasizing lately?
I think that's, you know, it has to be my game more. I got to drive the net more, I got to be around the net more. And I think I was that, more of that today. And, I'm going to keep going like that.
Your goal, when did you know that you scored? Just kind of what happened on that play from your
I had no clue what went in. strangest goal I ever scored, I think. Those counts, and, you know, we lucky there.
You're at 50 points this season. This first time in your career, you passed last season total. How do you feel your game has kind of become more well-rounded while still taking that step offensively this season?
I think I'm better defensively too in this season, you know. And offensively, obviously, I want to be more of a scoring threat out there, and I think I'm involving my game better and better, but it's still not good enough. I got to be even better.
Shakir Makhmudulin had a wonderful game tonight, specifically his ability to shake the first forechecker. Now, obviously, the Carolina Hurricanes are known for their forecheck. It's sort of their identity for the last couple of years being coached under Rob Brind'Amour. Their ability to really, really put pressure on the opposing team's defense. So for Shakir Makhmudulin in his rookie season, his ability to shake that first forechecker, he looked very poised tonight, and just his pivot off of the puck was something that was done very well and against a very good team. Let's see what he has to say in his post-game interview.
Here, how tough is that forecheck, Carolina?
Yeah, I think they play very aggressive, so if we have some problems today with breakouts, we just play more simple, use windows, just make hard plays.
Take us through what happened on that first goal where you had to cut in the corner and it kind of, what happened after that?
Yeah, first of all, we have chance to move puck out from the zone, from the face-off, So we make turnover, and after I make turnover, and they score. So it happens when you make mistakes.
Is that a Carolina forecheck? Is that one of the most aggressive in the NHL that you've seen?
I just play against around 10-15 teams, I don't know, but for right now, for me, probably, yeah.
How do you feel your game, you know, in this run here of games, how do you feel you've played over this last month or so?
Yeah, I feel feeling more confident, have more ice time, so coaches give me more ice time. That's why I feel more confident. Just try to do all my best, all my job, just play hard, play strong, with shift.
How do you feel playing on the right side, your offside?
It doesn't matter when you feel the same.
How valuable is it as an experience for you, just, you know, getting these reps and getting these games? How valuable is it for you right now for doing this?
It's a huge experience for me, you know. It's my, I would say, first season here, yeah. Because in last season I just played 3 games. So yeah, it's a huge experience play with these guys, against these guys. So, yeah, we young guys, we built our team right now. I think we're on a good road.
How did you think Georgie played for you?
Yeah, pretty good. He made a couple of really good saves, so. He saved us all on the game, you know. We just need to score more goals.
What did you see from Luca Cagnoni tonight?
Congrats, it's his first game, so he's looking good. For sure he has something else, I think, but I think he's looking good too.
What does it say about, you know, the Barracuda system where you guys come up and now Luca's first game up, that, you know, you guys are only producing down there, earning the time up here now?
It's one system for us, you know, Barracuda and the Sharks. We have one system. We try to play same hockey. So, yeah, it's same hockey.
Luca Cagnoni debuted in the NHL today for the San Jose Sharks and actually performed pretty well. Obviously, a really special moment for him and his family, who was in attendance in tonight's game. Let's go see what he has to say in the post-game interview.
Luca, what are your emotions? The rookie lap with Georgie and just the first shift. What are your emotions like in a moment like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been saying it all week since the call-up. It's pretty surreal. Definitely where I started my career, like not getting drafted in the dub. And yeah, it's a pretty special moment, even for my family. Probably them the most too, seeing me go through it. And them being by my side, it's pretty special to have them here.
You mentioned, you know, not getting drafted. Are you aware that you're the first defenseman from the 2023 draft class to play in the NHL?
I didn't know that, but it's pretty cool.
What does that mean to you, just in how many steps you've taken, the work you've put in defensively just to get to here, and how do you feel you played tonight based off that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely put in a lot of work in the summer. I wish I could tell you I expected it this year, but honestly, I didn't. Like, kind of came into the year, like, hoping to get some AHL and see what happened, but it's been a pretty unreal first year pro. And then on the game, first period was pretty tough. Like, they're obviously a hell of a team over there, top of the league. So it was definitely nice to kind of play a good team and get my feet under me. In the second and third, I thought I was a little bit better.
Did you have a welcome to the NHL moment tonight?
I mean, that rookie lap kind of does it for me. Yeah, it's a special moment. You know, you get to look around and see all the people there. I saw my roommates and some other guys, so it's a pretty special moment.
After that first shift, what's the thing you noticed, you know, the difference between AHL now here in NHL?
Yeah, it's another step. Especially those guys, like, they forecheck like hell. I mean, they play a hard game, and I expect like every other team to be like that too. It's just another step with the speed and how smart these guys are is insane. So definitely have to get up to that level.
One shift was like 2 minutes or so. After that shift, and what
do
you guys
really
say on the bench to you after something like that?
I don't even know. Like, probably got caught out there in the D zone too a couple times. It's just, yeah, keep going, put your head down, and just try to get the puck out at the end of the day.
Now that this is out of the way, I mean, go back to practice tomorrow, and you're just looking forward to sort of maybe taking the next step here and kind of see where the season goes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hopefully get another opportunity to play a game and try to make the most of it again. It's just nice to get this one out of the way. Obviously, there's a lot of nerves. Couldn't really nap this today. So, I mean, it was an exciting moment, and just happy to get that one out of the way.
What did it mean to have your family here and watch this moment?
Yeah, it was everything. I wish I could have saw them, but there was a lot of people here. But yeah, I'm sure they're pretty excited too.
Coach, Ryan Warsawski used to be associated with the Carolina Hurricanes with their minor league team in the AHL and led them to a Calder Cup trophy. He has learned a lot from Rod Brindamore himself, and so let's see what he has to say facing off against the formal team that hired him.
You know, I think we're seeing that Muck was outstanding tonight, so I think we've seen some real growth over these last 2-3 weeks since what the Four Nations break there. And we hope that as guys continue to play, the Giles, Chucky, you know, Cags while he's here, continue to improve, and that's all we can do.
One of the things that Mark Medulin did really well tonight was he escaped that first forechecker pretty well. Is that something that he's been emphasizing, you've been emphasizing on his play?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's getting more comfortable doing it. So, you know, he's come a long way here in a little bit. He's a puck moving guy. He can make plays, and now we're starting to see that a little bit.
Do you think tonight was one of those nights where you guys were maybe making passes that weren't there? You know, notably, it's not just about one guy, but, you know, Macklin didn't attempt a shot until like 3 minutes left of the game. It was very unusual for him. But just in general, do you think that was a problem tonight?
Yeah, I think first period, our breakouts were the issue, and then we cleaned them up. And I thought in the second period, the just on puck play was an issue, the turnovers. So it's like we were patching holes there a little bit going into the third and still in a 1-1 hockey game. So I got to find more ways to create offense in the offensive zone, and that usually starts with putting pucks to the net. So, you know, there's some things that we need to do a little bit better, you know, going down the stretch individually and collectively.
Like, you know, you've mentioned just guys fighting first spots, the internal competition. What do you think of the guy like Carl Grundstrom? It looked like he was pretty noticeable out there in his role.
Yeah, I thought he was good. You know, I'm going to go back and watch it, but blocks a big shot in the second, did some good things in the forecheck. He's a guy that's, you know, playing for his life, so it's good to see.
What did you think of the two rookies tonight, Georgie and Luca?
I thought Romy was good. I thought Luca got the game started slowing down for him in the second and third period. Again, Georgie I thought was solid, and I don't know about the third one, but I have to go back and watch if he was screened or not. But I thought Luca obviously helps in a puck moving standpoint, so we'll see.
Did you like his defensive work? Obviously, you know, that's kind of like the big issue with him size. Did you feel like he kind of was able to hang in there and make
Yeah, he's trying, right? You know, I think it was at Hall down here in the third period.
Yeah,
he tries to close on him quickly, so you can tell he's been working on it.
There were some tough moments in that beginning of that third period where you guys were able to clear the puck out of your own zone, which led to chances for them. Is there going to be some more teachable moments now that practice is coming up in these last few games here?
Yeah, obviously with practice, we have some days, but a lot of it's going to be come through the video sessions and individually and as a group. Again, I think we've had them for 15 chances against, so that's a pretty damn good hockey team over there. And you do that, I think it was 13-5-on-5, that gives you a good chance to win a hockey game. Usually they'll start turning into wins. But whether that's this year or not, you know, we can't really say. But I think in the future, if we can keep teams to 13 chances against, we should be winning those games.
And that Carolina forecheck is, you know, one of their trademarks. What do your defensemen and forwards need to do just to be you know, better against that in general?
Yeah, a lot of it comes down to all five guys being really on the same page, and that's, you know, we have, you know, obviously structure that we have in place of what they're doing and how we want to break out pucks. And a lot of it comes down to maybe winning a puck battle on the wall and getting into the defensemen and having that center underneath. Some of it is, you know, filling the lanes so we can now make a puck and move a puck to the right spot. We don't double up. So a lot of it's coming into our defensive zone and our breakout routes and the habits that come with those.
They tend to like overload the puck a lot, like have three guys on it at the same time. How do you defend against something like that?
You got to move pucks. You got to keep the puck moving. We tried slashing a little bit more tonight through our neutral zone, just to push them back a little bit. But they're a reason why they've had success the last 5 years playing this system. Every guy does it. They play extremely hard. They got Stahl and Slavin that lead the way as far as leadership group. They've got swagger about themselves. It's a very well coached team, and they give you everything they got every single night. Ecky?
Yeah,
Ecky was good tonight. I thought he was into the game. He was engaged. He was moving pucks. He was skating with the puck. Thought he was good tonight.
Do you like seeing that response from him after maybe a week where, you know, he drops to a different line, goes to the second power play unit? Do you like that response from him? He just kind of doesn't phase his water off his back almost?
Yeah, he's a competitive guy. I wouldn't expect anything less.
In tonight's game, the San Jose Sharks versus the Carolina Hurricanes, the San Jose Sharks led in hits 27-7. Block shots 20-19, and unfortunately giveaways 18-15. While the Hurricanes led in shots 29-26, faceoffs 60% to the Sharks 40%, and takeaways 2-1. The three stars of the game tonight were number one Sebastian Aho with one goal and a plus two, William Eklund with his one goal and a plus one, and Seth Jarvis as a third star with one goal and a plus two. Thanks again for tuning in tonight and for those of you listening on the Sharks Audio Network. We'll be back here on Saturday, March 22nd as the Sharks face off against the Boston Bruins.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.